They take remember he died not long ago. He was a good friend of Wally's. I used to visit their home out there. Well, I rubbed shoulders with some millionaires.
You sure did. That's pretty cool. Famous people.
And you know, went to parties with them.
Yeah.
I told when you referred to seafood, I went to.
Yeah.
They've got a place out there that covers a whole block, and maybe it'd be shaped like a pie. This building, and that'll be the steakhouse, and then the next will be the chicken house, and the next one the seafood house, and the next one the Italian food, and it goes all around the block, and everything is prepared, cooked in the hub of the thing.
Oh.
And there that's where I went to the seafood thing, and all the ball players that wintered in Los Angeles was there with their wives or their sweethearts, and that was before I remarried. Mm-hmm. I was all shook up and tore up and didn't know what I wanted to do or what I aimed to do. And I got in with a millionaire woman out there that tried to marry me.
Really?
Just filthy, filthy rich. But I'd been afraid to have been caught in the dark with her, so. No doubt, they're one of the loneliest, ugliest creatures you've ever seen. And I didn't want the money that day.
You didn't want the money that day.
She told me, said, you'll never have to worry for money anymore. She said, I've got more money than 100 people to spend.
Mm.
I said, well, I want to earn my own money. My own money. She said, it'll be your own money. She said, work for me. I'll give you $1,000 a day until you get all you want.
$1,000 a day?
She said, you can mow the yard, do whatever you want, pay you $1,000 a day. But I didn't take it.
Are you glad you didn't take it?
Oh, yeah.
You got that? Oh.
Wouldn't have been happy with that kind
of one thing I wanted to ask you about, what was some common churches, most common churches?
Around here.
Yeah.
Same that we have now, except when we had the Methodists and the Baptists, and later on came the Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then over the past few years, we had a branching out of Baptists. We had what we call a Broadway Baptist, and some other kind of Baptist, I don't know what they call it. And then we have the Missionary Baptist, which was the original. Now we have the Assembly of God, and we have a little Pentecostal church. But way back there, we only had two, the Methodist and Baptist. And long in the, when I was about 8 or 9 years old, they built this little Church of Christ and organized it. And now it has more members than any other church in town.
Oh, it does? Even more than the
church? We have 3 real nice churches this time. But the Church of Christ has more membership than almost double than what the Baptist and Methodist have.
one thing I want to get so I can get the recording level on the end of it. Just have to get some numbers. Count from 1 to 14.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay, and then start with first. Go from first to 10.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay, and the days of the week?
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And then the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Okay, are you worn out?
No, I'm tough.
You're tough.
I've enjoyed it.
Well, I hope you're not worn out.
One thing that is bugging me, why would they ask those silly questions?
Well,
a lot of them, I mean.
A lot of them seem silly to you?
Like, what would do to friends? What was this? A hand.
Yes.
Or hand.
A hand, yeah. Some people don't, you'd be surprised. Some people don't call those fits.
That's why you said you had rather interview someone probably with not much education.
Well, it's just because they're more truthful. People who have education.
They don't know any better than tell the truth, do they?
That's
right.
Really?
When they're interviewed, they don't know any better than tell the truth.
And people who have a lot of education are not interesting, for the most part, simply because they are too concerned with stuff like
if exactness.
Exactness and what's right and what's wrong and all that, and they're not nearly so interesting. I don't have as much fun with them.
Like
that's
myself too. See, I've been interviewed a whole lot.
Oh, yeah.
My newspaper men with Wally, and now you've
sure
got to be awfully careful. It's what you say that you won't be misquoted. So. Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you've been interviewed with Wally?
Yeah, I've been paid for making recordings.
Oh, hey.
Listen, for if he was advertising a certain baseball glove, why I'd have to verify the fact that well, sure, no, but if he could be I had to verify the fact that I ordered a glove from Sears Roebuck.
Oh, you did?
And I was sworn to it that I was telling the truth, which I did.
Yeah.
I actually bought him a glove from Sears Roebuck one time.
Well,
and stuff like that. And you see